This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight an expected surge of coronavirus cases. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The sweeping guidelines call for older Americans and school kids to stay home and for everybody to avoid groups of more than 10.
If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation. And we will defeat the virus.
At a White House news conference, President Trump struck his most somber tone yet about the pandemic and when it might subside.
They think August could be July, could be longer than that.
Far less optimistic than his earlier claims that it would go away within weeks. Shortly before the Dow closed down nearly 3,000 points, the president acknowledged for the first time that the virus may send the economy into a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European stocks got off to a mixed start, initially encouraging in Germany, where the DAX jumped off to a 4.6% gain, only to settle in a couple of hours later down a percent. Speaking from the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, the head of the capital market analysis at Baader Bank, Robert Halver, he says, we've seen a lot of crises, the new market, dot-com, the eurozone crisis, the financial crisis, the real estate crisis, the Lehman bankruptcy. The virus crisis tops them all because it creates a lot of uncertainty if people are locked in, if you can't do what you would like to do. Old people are saying this is like during war times. For us younger people who were blessed with being born later, this is something new. The Shanghai Composite Index opened with gains of 2,796 points, or just under 0.75%. This is VOA News. 45 young, healthy volunteers were scheduled Monday to begin taking an experimental coronavirus vaccine at a research facility in Seattle, Washington, one of the U.S. cities hardest hit by the virus so far. The vaccine's being developed by the National Institutes of Health and a private biotech company. Rebecca Cerule is one of the first to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
I really, really hope that it works and it's able to be used publicly and become widely available for everyone. You know, there's obviously a certain amount of nerves associated with it, you know, as any experimental trial is going to be. You know, I hope it works. I hope there's no crazy side effects.
Neil Browning says he's participating because of his kids.
You know, every parent wants their children to look up to them, and giving them something worthwhile, in my opinion, for them to look up to is important.
Public health officials say it will take a year to 18 months to fully validate a potential vaccine. 7 million Californians living in and around San Francisco are being ordered to shelter in place. Now, that's the most draconian step taken so far to stop the spread of the virus. San Francisco Mayor London Breed called the outbreak a defining moment for our city and said everyone must do their part to protect their neighbors. The order affects six counties in Northern California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi on Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi base Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. Russian President Vladimir Putin may be extending his time in office. VOA's Marissa Mountain has more.
Russia's Constitutional Court has approved amendments that, among other changes, would allow Vladimir Putin to run again for president in 2024. The constitutional changes are due to be put to a nationwide vote in April. In January, Putin announced a major shakeup of Russian politics and a constitutional overhaul, which the Kremlin described as a redistribution of power from the presidency to parliament. But last week, Putin appeared in the State Duma to back a new amendment that would allow him to ignore a current constitutional ban on him running again in 4 years' time. Putin is in his fourth presidential term and has been president or prime minister of Russia for the past two decades. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. That's voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.